gathered here today to recognize the Jorisch family's generosity towards Concordia's Faculty of Fine Arts.
Alors, merci à la famille Jorisch d'être ici ce soir. Nous aurons l'occasion d'entendre Stéphane Jorisch et sa fille Edith un peu plus tard.
Today, their family announces the Jorisch Family Artist Residency, which will annually send one graduate student from our Faculty of Fine Arts to complete a residency in Salzburg, Austria. We take great pride in being an engaged university, and it's thanks to generous support from donors like the Jorisch family that we continue to gain momentum.
Nous avons la chance de pouvoir nous réunir ce soir dans cet espace fantastique. Ce soir, nous avons le plaisir d'admirer le travail d'une de nos étudiantes diplômées, Karine Frachette. Son exposition de thèse de maîtrise est exposée jusqu'au 27 novembre.
I'd like to now invite our president to come and say a few words. Please join me in welcoming Alan Shepard, president of Concordia.
Thank you, Bram. It's great to be with everybody this evening, and bonsoir. Special welcome to the Jorisch family. Welcome back to campus. Welcome to campus, all of our colleagues, friends of the university, students, staff, faculty. It's wonderful to be with you this evening to celebrate this gift to the institution and to our students. It's really to the students and all the students who are going to come now and in the future who have this incredible opportunity to study abroad, to do a residency in Salzburg. Many of us have probably been to Salzburg and we love it. And where Bram was saying if he had any artistic talent, he would like to sign up, but I think many of us feel the same way. More seriously, this kind of gift to the institution makes possible the work that the faculty and the staff of the Faculty of Fine Arts are trying to achieve with our students, to give people hands-on experience, to give them experience out in the world doing the work that they are learning how to do while they're at the university. We can't do it without these kinds of philanthropic gifts. Gifts make a big difference. They close the gap between the funding that we have to run the university and to make a difference in the world and the kind of ambitions that we have for our students and for ourselves. They make an enormous difference. We can't do it without this kind of funding and this kind of support, so we're deeply grateful. So thank you again for coming this evening. Have a great evening.
Thank you very much, Alan. It's my great pleasure to introduce Anne Whitelaw, Associate Dean in the Faculty of Fine Arts, to say a few words.
Thank you so much, Bram. Good evening, everyone. Bonsoir. It's a rare and special event to launch a new artist residency, and even more rare to launch one that will see Concordia students living in a tower across the Atlantic. And I agree with Bram that I wish I had some artistic talent to go as well, or that I was doing my MFA. Through the enlightened gift from the Jorisch family, our fine arts students will soon have the opportunity to be immersed in the beautiful city of Salzburg when they take up their place for a month in the Amalie Redlich Tower at the Museum der Moderne. La famille Jorisch a fait un généreux don et l'a fait avec soin. Nous avons apprécié de travailler avec eux pour façonner la résidence et la mettre en place d'une manière qui soutient nos étudiants et qui honore les souhaits des Jorisch. Although our faculty is among the top five largest art and design schools in North America, and certainly one of the most comprehensive, our footprint is still resolutely on this continent. And so we look to others, such as the Jorisch family, to offer our students something that we cannot. Long gone are the days of the grand tour. Instead, we say hello to Airbnb, CityMapper, Duolingo, EasyJet, and Air Transat, which have allowed many young people to travel the world in ways unimaginable in the past. But this can still be scrappy travel, and the pace can sometimes be dizzying. In the world of contemporary creative production now, what artists and writers need, what we all need really, is not a backpack, but a tower. A tower in a museum. A tower in a museum that looks over a European city drenched in history. A tower in a museum in a city that is lifted above the fray and is ready for contemplation, for creation, for production, for peace of mind. C'est le genre de mobilité et de tranquillité que nous ne pouvons offrir à nos étudiants, mais la famille Jorisch le peut et elle l'a fait. Ce cadeau généreux créera un lien important et durable entre nos étudiants, le Muséum del Moderne à Salzbourg et les membres de la famille Jorich. And for that, we are extremely grateful. Merci.
Thank you very much, Anne. I'd like to now invite Stéphane Jorich to come up and say a few words. Stéphane.
Good evening to everybody. My father's forced exile to Brussels due to the war made him a great fan of Tintin and sparked his interests in drawing and cartoons. He drew very well and did so all his life. This talent sparked my vocation as an illustrator. As kids, my parents dragged us on many occasions to the museum. Shopping was not their bag. We kids mostly had a horrible time, but somehow those visits bore their fruits, and this hard-earned education led us to Concordia, Faculty of Arts. So here we were enlightened to the new directions imagination is taking. From standalone pictures to decorate walls and religious institutions to installations in museums, and now the incorporation of computers and engineering in creative works. We as a family are proud to be able to offer this grant in association with Salzburg to Concordia. So thank you very much all.
Thank you very much, Stéphane. Our next speaker is Stéphane's daughter, Edith Jorich. Edith est cinéaste et son film L'Héritier sera sur les ondes de Télé-Québec ce soir à 21h. In L'Héritier, Edith chronicles her grandfather, George Jorich's quest for three artworks that were stolen from his childhood home by the Nazis during the Second World War. I would now invite Edith to come forward, say a few words, and to share a part of her film with us. Edith?
La famille de mon grand-père, les Zucker Candle, était au cœur de l'effervescence artistique et scientifique du début du 20e siècle à Vienne, où il côtoyait les Freud, Mahler et Gustav Klimt de ce monde. Le grand-oncle de mon grand-père, Victor Zucker Candle, était un riche industriel et un grand collectionneur d'art qui appuyait le mouvement moderniste du tournant du 20e siècle à Vienne. En tant que mécène de l'art, Victor Zucker Candle chargea entre autres l'architecte Joseph Hoffmann et la Wiener Werkstatt, l'atelier viennois, de la construction d'une partie de sa propriété et du mobilier de sa maison. Victor avait aussi acheté une dizaine de tableaux à son ami Gustav Klimt et un tableau de Valmuller, qui se trouve aujourd'hui au Musée des beaux-arts de Montréal, grâce à la donation de mon grand-père Georges Jorich. Dans les années 1900, Victor Zucker Candle avait même légué son impressionnante collection de bronze japonais à un grand musée de Pologne. Quand Victor Zucker Candle mourut, sa sœur, Amalia Redlich, née Zucker Candle, hérita de deux tableaux de Klimt et d'un tableau de Valmuller. Elle les accrocha dans sa maison. C'est dans cette maison que mon grand-père grandit de 0 à 10 ans. Tous les jours, il pouvait voir les tableaux, les deux Klimt au salon et le Valmuller dans la chambre de sa grand-mère. Puis vint la Seconde Guerre mondiale, qui marqua la fin de la belle époque des Zucker Candle. La famille fut départie de son patrimoine et les tableaux disparurent avec les nazis sans laisser de traces. Mon grand-père échappa à la guerre et c'est avec beaucoup de résilience qu'il réussit à se rebâtir une vie. Il immigra à Montréal avec sa femme et ses enfants en 1957, tournant la page sur ce passé lointain, abandonnant les Klimt dans un recoin de sa mémoire. Mais voilà que 60 ans plus tard, en 1998, il décida de s'y replonger. Il se lança alors dans la recherche des tableaux accrochés dans la maison de son enfance et volés à sa mère et à sa grand-mère, mortes dans l'Holocauste. À travers sa quête pour retrouver les tableaux, mon grand-père cherchait sans doute une certaine réconciliation avec son enfance en Autriche, mais aussi une reconnaissance avec cette famille de mécènes, les Zucker Candle. Aujourd'hui, 100 ans après les Zucker Candle, je suis certaine que Georges Jorich serait fier que la famille Jorich participe à son tour à l'émergence et au développement d'artistes contemporains avec le projet de la résidence Jorich à la Tour Amalia Redlich. Amalia Redlich et Georges Jorich adoraient l'art. J'espère que la tour Amalia Redlich saura être inspirante pour l'artiste qui y séjournera.
Thank you so much. Merci à tous pour votre présence à cet événement, reconnaissant la générosité et l'impact de la famille Jorich. As I mentioned, if you want to see the whole film, it's on at 9 o'clock tonight on Télé-Québec. And again, if it wasn't clear, the residency that's being provided by the Jorich family will take place in that tower. So that's part of the story. As a university, Concordia has bold ambitions to deliver a next-generation education that's connected, transformative, and fit for the times. And we thank the Jorich family for sharing that vision and for the confidence that they've placed in us. And finally, I'd like to wish everyone a good evening. Please, you don't have to run off. We have more drinks and food. So thank you all for coming with us. Merci à tous et à toutes. Merci.